Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, July 30th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: Big Tech reports Q2 results, antitrust hearing roundup, and traders get busy. Leading today's news: shares of Amazon, Alphabet, Apple, and Facebook, worth nearly $5 trillion in combined market capitalization, added to gains yesterday, even as their CEOs defended themselves in Congress against antitrust allegations. The real test will come today when the big tech companies report Q2 results after the market close. On watch will be figures and trends in e-commerce, streaming, advertising, search, app services, social media, and cloud computing. Will investors start rethinking the prices that they're paying for the stocks, or will their market position during the COVID pandemic justify their valuations? In other market news, Representative David Cicilline, a Democrat from Rhode Island, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee's Antitrust Subcommittee, kicked off the hearing by declaring, "Our founders would not bow before a king, nor should we bow before the emperors of the online economy." That set the tone of 5 hours of grilling the big tech CEOs over their business practices. On the competition front, the biggest question centered around Amazon's leveraging of seller data to introduce competing products, as well as the revelation of Mark Zuckerberg's emails about the concept of buying startups in order to, quote, neutralize a competitor. Futures are kicking off a packed upcoming session in the red, with contracts tied to the Dow and S&P 500 down 0.8% and the Nasdaq off 1.3%, as Mark Meadows said the White House and Democrats were nowhere close on a stimulus deal. Q2 GDP figures today will likely show an annualized contraction of just over 34% last quarter, while the latest weekly unemployment claims are also expected to show an increase to 1.45 million before enhanced federal benefits expire on Saturday. After the close, four of the market's biggest stocks will report earnings within a single hour, in a move that could cause significant volatility in after-hours trading and again on Friday. In pandemic news, the U.S. death toll topped 150,000, marking the highest official figure in the world. Solid gains for indexes were seen Wednesday as the Fed left interest rates near zero and pledged to maintain stimulative measures. Jerome Powell declared, "The path forward for the economy is extraordinarily uncertain and will depend in large part on our success in keeping the virus in check. We're not even thinking about raising rates, and it will take continued support for both monetary and fiscal policy." Powell also said that the Fed has no intention to buy equities. Under emergency facilities, it has been purchasing corporate and municipal bonds. Today is not only the busiest day for earnings in the U.S. European firms worth more than $2 trillion, as well as 60 companies in the Stoxx 600 index, reported Q2 results overnight. Some highlights include AstraZeneca shares rising 3% pre-market on strong drug sales, while Shell shares inched down after narrowly escaping a loss despite a $17 billion write-down and one of the oil industry's most brutal quarters. Credit Suisse simplified its investment bank structure. AB InBev booked a $2.5 billion write-down, and Airbus is keeping production rates down until 2022. In Asia, Samsung announced its Q2 operating profit jumped 23% and forecast demand for mobile devices to recover gradually in the next half of the year. Huawei has overtaken Samsung to become the number one smartphone player in the world, an ambition it has had for several years after taking second place from Apple back in 2018. The Chinese vendor shipped over 55 million devices in the second quarter, down 5% year over year, according to research firm Canalys, while Samsung shipped over 53 million smartphones, a 30% plunge versus the prior year. Analysts are questioning whether Huawei's position is sustainable, given the fact that over 70% of its sales in the second quarter came from China, while its overseas markets took a hit. By the end of the first half of this year, China had brought about 23% of the total purchase target of more than $170 billion for goods in 2020, according to Bloomberg, which based its calculations on Chinese Customs Administration data. While trade has increased over the past 8 weeks, with Chinese companies booking more than $2.5 billion in U.S. soy purchases, imports really have to speed up in the second half of 2020 to hit trade deal goals. China may not violate the deal, however, if it misses the target due to the coronavirus. The trade pact grants flexibility in the event of a, quote, natural disaster or other unforeseeable event. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Meadows says nowhere close to a deal on virus relief. Amazon scraps live reInvent conference in blow to Vegas. According to Barron's, Kodak is ahead of itself on generic drug-stoked rally. Dollar Drop plays right into these emerging market ETFs' wheelhouse. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ, crude, and Bitcoin are down. Gold is up. Look for the money supply report at 4:30 p.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.